Back here in the Cover 2 Soccer Podcast, sans Pierce Bricks, Joe Bianchino, Mark Graydon, Dr. Jeffrey Sandler hanging out with you right here, 104.5 theteam.com. Let's get into some Champions League talk a little bit. We'll leave the Premier League for a second.
But before we get to the Champions League, can we talk about the one team that really is incredibly absent from the Champions League knockout stages?
Chelsea.
City. We didn't actually talk about City.
City. That's right. We totally forgot about City. They're in second place. Balotelli's crazy. Moving on.
These are both true statements, yes.
you said earlier, I don't remember which one of you said who said it, but you think that they're on the verge of falling apart?
Yeah, they just seem like a team to me that really does look like it could just totally break down. Like, Chelsea seems very flat right now. They don't seem to have a lot of creativity and a lot of things that are going on. There's not a lot of positivity that's going on for Chelsea right now, but they don't seem like they're about to implode.
By the way, just a point on Chelsea. Isn't it amazing? They've been flat for 2 years now, except for like six games in the Champions League.
Yeah.
That was it. It's like they played well for like six games, won the Champions League. Other than that, they've been pretty much dismal.
They've been pretty much dismal?
What? For Chelsea, all right? I'm an entitled fan. What do you want from me? I'm entitled. I'm not Mr. West Ham over here. Like, yay, 14th.
That's a good season.
That's a good season. You can build on that season.
You can. Yeah. So Man City, the scariest thing for them, Yaya Toure going to the African Nations.
Yeah.
And that's a huge hole he leaves because Gareth Barry is just average. And then Nasri's injured. And at the moment, Balotelli's crazy. And with Tevez, they keep resting him. If they didn't rest Tevez against Manchester United and they'd started Tevez, Aguero up front, Man City wins that game.
Is Nasri out with a chin injury?
He's lost it, apparently.
Okay.
He can't find his chin.
That makes sense.
I don't know what to say about City. I mean, they're just kind of, they are kind of who we thought they were, right?
Mercenaries.
And
they start infighting because they're mercenaries. They're only there for the money.
That actually is true, and they really do. And Mancini doesn't seem that he has control of that squad. I mean, he doesn't seem to have a particular vision for it. And this is McManaman made this point the last time that he was calling one of their games. He said he tinkers too much. He tries to outthink his opponents, and he needs to just settle on a squad, get them used to being the first team regulars, and then have the other people get used to being bench players.
And when you got a side with like David Silva, Yaya Toure, Aguero, Tevez, you play them four every single game. You just play them four, and you build everything around them.
You think you play them all together like that?
Absolutely. I mean, you got Yaya in the middle, David Silva pulling the strings, and put Aguero and Tevez up front. They both speak Argentinian, and then you use people like Balotelli as like an impact sub.
Or Dzeko.
Can you have Balotelli as an impact
sub? Dzeko's the best impact sub. But no, Balotelli, you just have to let him go. You can't have a team with four strikers like that.
Yeah.
So if you're Mancini, you'd say you get rid of Balotelli. You just send him somewhere?
Yep.
Well, I mean, he's wanted to go back to play in Italy for a while. I'm sure there'd be a team that would pick him up there.
It's a bold strategy.
He's El Loco.
Yeah,
and he is. That dude is just crazy.
See, I'm speaking Argentinian now. I didn't even know.
Yeah, and they need to cut some salary somewhere because they did actually. What was their? They just reported what their loss was from the previous year, and it's a really funny article to read. Kind of about that because I think they had like £120 million loss last year or something.
Wow,
it was £97 million.
But the articles that were written about it were all very positive because that was down from over $200 million from before. Like they're making such great strides.
They're just out of six figures in, or you know, what is that? Nine figures in debt.
Insane.
All right, so they are obvious, as we said, they got bounced from the Champions League pretty feebly. I mean, just ruined. And the draw has just come out, and we'll read you, and we'll get a quick comment on each draw. Celtic and Juventus.
I think it's a great draw for Celtic. I really do, because it's another like
Celtic.
Yeah, because it's another big, big game. If you've got them going to like Shakhtar Donetsk or you've got them going to somewhere like Schalke, their away game would be it's almost anticlimactic because you're having to go into the middle of Germany or you're having to go to Turkey. And these are really tough places for Celtic to play. But they're going to go into Turin. They're playing like Juventus, the world famous Juventus. And I feel like they could have that kind of Barcelona performance against them. I think they raised their game.
They do seem to have to perform very well in the underdog role when everybody's kind of overlooking them.
Mm.
And they played Barcelona great in both of their, because they won one of them.
They won one, wasn't it two? Yeah, it was 2-1, and they lost the other one 2-1.
Right. And it was tied last minute goal. Tied until late, yeah.
Yeah. So I just think for them, it's good that it's that kind of team. I think it'd be a team like Malaga or something like that would like whip them like 3-1 and it'd be really frustrating. They'd be knocked out. But I think Juventus, I think they've got them at home in the first leg. And if they can sneak out of there with a 1-0, they can go to Juventus and really frustrate them.
Valencia and PSG?
I got to say, I think that there's an outside chance that PSG could make a run in this tournament.
I agree, Jeffrey. I absolutely agree.
That really? Makes me so happy.
Really?
Crazy Zlatan is there.
He is unbelievable.
Well, I thought he was useless until he scored 3 goals against England. Now I think he's a genius.
Had that feel. One of the greatest goals of the year.
That bicycle kick from that far out. You must have watched it live, Mark.
Yep.
How'd that feel? What was that like? We're gonna have a Barbara Walters moment. What was that?
Well, more importantly, what was Joe Hart thinking when that happened? Can you give us a running of his chain of thought when he tries to head the ball just terribly? Because he's gonna be on that highlight forever, and they're gonna show that goal a lot.
I think he looked up, saw the ball going over, and simply said, "Bugger."
I can't imagine bugger was the only thing that came out for you.
Well, honestly, I actually applauded it. It was a friendly. We had an experimental team out there. England played okay. My expectations for them are so balanced now. I used to be like, we're 3-1 down to Germany in the World Cup, and I'm like, we've got a chance. And then 4-1 down, I'm like, it's very slim. But I gotta say, I'm a bit more realistic with it. It was a really good game. It was really entertaining. There was times England looked great. And then when he scored that goal, it was just like, this is what it should be. This is a friendly. This is to try things out. It was an exhibition of football instead of people taking it too seriously. And I just thought it was a really marvelous advert for the game.
Mm-hmm. Donetsk and Dortmund.
I think Dortmund's going to take them.
I think they're
scary good.
I would agree, but I think that this could be closer than it kind of seems on paper. I think that these two match up pretty well and that they both did very well in their qualifying.
See, is it Shakhtar that was caught up in the whole controversy of, who was Adriano scored a goal? It was, I don't know, was it like a Scandinavian side was playing him? I don't know if it was Shakhtar. And then they was passing the ball back to the goalkeeper because someone had gone down injured, so they'd passed it back. So they'd kicked the ball up front, just passing it back to the goalkeeper. And Adriano saw the ball, ran towards it, grabbed it. The goalkeeper's putting his hands up. He took it around the goalkeeper and scored. Yeah. And is that for Shakhtar?
Yeah, he was. I'm looking at it right. He was banned for
one
Champions League match on Tuesday for lack of fair play in scoring goal uncontested against Nordjylland.
Yeah, it was Scandinavian. So. Yeah, and then afterwards, the Scandinavian side are all running up and down, going, "This is crazy. That's against fair play." We was passing the ball back to the goalkeeper, and so Shakhtar was meant to let them score, and then the game kicked off. And then they was walking through the middle of the field, like the striker just took the ball, he started running down the field. Well, no one told one of the Shakhtar defenders who went flying in, clobbered him, took the ball back and whacked it up the other end. So it was a really funny period of football. But I think Borussia Dortmund know that they can't win the league now. Right. I mean, they're like, what, 14 points off of Dire Bayern. Mm-hmm. And so I actually think Borussia are going to shove everything into the Champions League.
Next one, the colossal matchup of
FC Porto and Malaga.
Yeah, no, that would be Madrid and Mark's former Manchester United side. Honestly, this is a great
epic
matchup, but I mean, you said you think Madrid's gonna kill him. I don't know about that. Madrid's not even second in La Liga. I mean, we're used to them being behind Barca, but they're not even second in La Liga right now. They're third. United is still United, even though you said you don't like them that much. I don't know if this certainly isn't easy for either side, but I don't think it's a kill fest for Madrid either.
Right, I don't like to admit this at all. Huge Premier League fan. I think the last couple of years, the Premier League's been shown up to be more than a league or two behind Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich, more than anybody. And I think this is going to really point out that I think Man City get kicked out of the Champions League. I love Man United. I'm not. Maybe it won't be a huge shellacking, but I can see a 5-2 on aggregate or 6-3 kind of thing. I just think they're a step down from where they were a few years ago.
No, see, I kind of agree with that the Premier League is behind some of these other leagues at the very top. But I think top to bottom, the Premier League is still the best,
absolutely
most solid league. And because once you get in a lot of these leagues, once you get outside the top three or four teams, it's just you know, it's like nothing. I actually think one of my club teams plays in La Liga.
I do think the Premier League's the best league still, and it's the most competitive league. I just look at the fact that Man United, Man City are leading the leagues, and I think there's three teams out there and that I was scared for them to get. And one of them was Barca and Bayern. Man United couldn't get because they were both top seeds, first seeds. And the only team I was like, don't get Real Madrid, because I can just, it's just set up there, and I can see Man United getting a little bit of an embarrassment. When they chase a game, I can see them losing like 4-1. Maybe not because the first game's in Madrid because Man United are the first seed.
Yep.
That could be a bit of a saving grace for them.
There's that Ronaldo going back thing.
Yeah.
Which and is very
Mourinho
interesting.
Wants to manage Man United. He's always said he'd like to go back and manage them. I think it's going to be a great game. Great game.
We got Porto and Malaga.
Isn't it Malaga who spent a ton of money recently? So much so that they almost can't afford to play their players anymore. They brought in tons and tons of players. I think they're second or third in La Liga. But Porto are dangerous at home. It's really even game. I think Malaga are going to come out on top.
Well, Porto has lost a lot of their, over the last couple of years, they've lost a lot of their talent, but they're still a very well-coached, well-disciplined team.
Yeah, that's how they balance their books. They bring forward these fantastic little players and then move them on.
Mm-hmm. Arsenal and Munich, another great matchup. Of these, I don't know. I don't see how Arsenal hang. I mean, I know Jeff, you said at their best, Arsenal's great. I don't know how they hang with Munich.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, there's no question that Munich is going to be the favorite here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Arsenal is one of those that if it's hitting on all cylinders, they can compete. But I don't think that they can hit on all cylinders for both of these games. I don't see that happening. Their saving grace is that they've gotten younger over the last couple of years. And that, you know, Bayern has gotten older.
Yeah.
So that's the only place that I see that they kind of have an advantage, maybe.
And I think Arjen Robben's still injured. I don't know whether he's coming back before the game or not. Mario Gomez is going to be going up against Mertesacker.
You love Mario Gomez.
Yeah.
Within 6 yards.
My
you
God.
He's your favorite player within 6 yards.
Honestly, he's the best striker in the world from 1 yard out without a goalkeeper, which often happens. I actually love the idea of someone like an Oxlade-Chamberlain or Theo Walcott going up against the old villain himself, Frank Ribery, who looks like he could be a Musketeers villain. He really could be. He could be like someone. He looks like it with the scar on his face and everything. But and we've got Podolski up front. Yep. Former Bayern Munich, never worked out there, went back to Cologne. So there's a few good stories going on there. And the great thing is if Arsenal can keep Bayern Munich within one goal at home, they're a fantastic counter-attack inside. They could go to Bayern Munich and nick it. And I would love that. I would love it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see because I love watching Santi Cazorla play. I think it's just he plays just beautiful, beautiful football. But he is such a defensive liability. He is horrible. And so I think the middle of the field is going to be pretty wide open.
Schweinsteiger could walk all over him.
Yeah.
Two last ones, Galatasaray and Schalke. Anything there? Whoever wins that is losing to the winner of Milan and Barca, right?
Is that the second set? I've only got the first round in front of me.
That's the way they have it set up on SoccerNet right now. It looks as though those two would play each other. So the winner of that will go on against Milan and Barca. We all think Barca's going to win that, right?
Yeah.
Barca's coming out. Of those four, Barca's coming out.
It
right?
looks really pretty on paper, but AC Milan are not nearly the side they used to be. I mean, like 6-7 years ago, this would have been or 5 years ago, would have been a cracking tie. But I think AC, they've just taken a step back.
No, yeah. It's really funny that we're talking about not just Barcelona going against Milan, but also against the other two. Yeah, none of those three teams.
None of those three.
Barcelona, but I will say that if Barcelona runs into a team like PSG, because Barcelona,
you love PSG.
Well, Barcelona's defense has not been that great. They've been conceding a lot of goals.
The two of you.
PSG has firepower, a lot of firepower up front.
I'm actually thinking of buying an Arsenal jersey. I might jump to Arsenal. I've just decided.
The two of you are the only guys in the world who are like, PSG.
You still have the Bayern one, right?
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my dog sleeps on it. I've actually got a question for you guys. We don't have to finish it now, but it was just going to be playoffs instead of having a league system would make soccer and the Premier League way more exciting.
We'll touch on that right on the other side.